Welcome to MVP. We are Sports Illustrated Charlotte Wilder
and Jessica Smetana.
And this is the Most Valuable Podcast.
Brought to you by the Most Valuable Podcasters.
Hi, Jess.
Charlotte, it feels like it's been a while.
It really does, but we recorded one last week, right?
We did. It was right before you were about to go to Boston for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, I listened back to that the next day, and it was really sad. I was like very earnest and excited.
I know. It's one of the things that I think we will look back on the most and just laugh and cry together.
All you can do. I mean, it was one of those things, though, truly, where like if the game had been close, I wouldn't have been as bummed as I was.
But it was not close ever.
Never. It was never close.
We'll get into more of the Stanley Cup in a little bit, but I think first we should talk about, I don't know, the NBA Finals?
I think so. Well, that's the most, if we're going recent.
Recency.
That was, both of these things were last week, but we haven't talked about them yet, so we're going to.
Feels like it was already like a long time ago.
It feels like it was years ago.
In the life cycle of the NBA, the Raptors winning the finals is now like a few day old news, and now the free agency news is more relevant. Like I think all of the free agency news kind of stole the Raptors' thunder a little bit.
100%. Well, did you see? Wasn't there a Woj bomb in the middle, like right after the finals, right after the Raptors won? Woj was like,
"What
did he say?"
The Rockets were offering the Raptors, like GM, a position. Or no, the Wizards. Sorry, the Wizards were offering the Raptors president like a bombshell deal or something.
As he hasn't even accepted the trophy yet.
Right.
It was just like, can they have a minute?
We just, everyone take a deep breath. But anyways, did you watch the game 6 of the NBA Finals?
I did. I was pretty glued to it. I mean, that was a good game. That was an extremely close game the entire time.
Game 5 and game 6 were both incredible.
Yes. Yeah. To the very last minute, you didn't know who was going to win. And, you know, the Warriors could have if their entire team hadn't fallen apart.
Torn their collective ACLs.
Oh, my God. So Klay tears his ACL. What was that?
Third quarter? I don't remember.
And he was heating up.
Yeah, and he tried to come back out and shoot free throws, and then he tried to come out and play defense. And, like, the thing about your ACL when you tear it is that you can still, like, put weight on it and run.
And you can go forward.
Right.
You just can't.
But you can't turn. Like, you can't change direction.
And the whole thing about basketball is that you're changing direction.
Right. Have you ever, like, torn an ACL or seen someone tear an ACL?
I have not, but I saw my mom tear her ACL.
Your mom tore her ACL?
Mm-hmm. We were skiing and it was the last run of the day, and I had been like, no, we can do one more. And
And she tore her ACL?
She tore her ACL. Yeah, she like turned wrong and her boot, her ski didn't move, and she...
Oh, God.
Probably the worst.
Did you have to like medevac her down the mountain? How did you get her down? You just roll her like a barrel roll down the mountain? Like, what do you even do?
I think she skied down.
Oh, God.
I think she skied down because it was sort of
she could do the...
Yeah, we thought about calling for one of the sleds, and she was like, that sounds worse.
Yeah.
Or maybe
brutal.
We did. I don't know. I kind of blocked that part out. But the scream, one of the worst things.
I'm like holding my kneecap right now.
Me too.
No, I played soccer for like 20 years and luckily never tore my ACL,
although
every one of my teammates did. Right. I think it's more like women are more susceptible to knee and ACL injuries than men.
Yeah. It's some ligament thing.
Right. I don't really know.
I want to say it has to do with hormones, but I'm not a doctor.
I do think you're correct.
Didn't you remember reading
something about similar to that. I was at a soccer game, one of my soccer games in high school, and a girl on my team retore her ACL like right next to our bench and like screamed bloody murder, and it was honestly like shocking to hear.
Yes, that's what my mom, it was the worst.
Oh God, it was so bad, and you couldn't like look away, and it was just so awful, and like an ambulance came, and it was just like, oh my God, it was so bad.
The recovery from an ACL is so brutal too.
It is brutal.
Because you, well also sometimes they won't do the surgery till the swelling goes down.
Yeah.
So you have to wait for like two weeks where you start feeling a little bit better, and then they're like, oh, sorry, we're going to set you way back
God,
to bring you forward. Knock on wood, we don't
Clay.
Tear.
I know. Well, that's why I quit playing pickup soccer in New York, because a guy on my team tore his MCL, ACL, and PCL going up for a header and like came down on his knee wrong. Like, this was like last summer. And then I was like, so this is my last game. I live on the fifth floor of Hawakup, and if I tear my ACL, it's over for me.
Seriously. You could play now that you have an elevator.
That's true. I have moved on up. I have an elevator.
You have an elevator now.
Oh, God. Anyways, poor Clay. He's probably going to miss probably all of next season. Kevin Durant's probably going to miss most of next season, if not all of next season. It just is a shitty...
It is.
Shitty time. The Warriors' horcruxes were all destroyed, and then they killed them.
I know. Well, I tweeted this, so forgive me for repeating it, verbally retweeting myself.
Retweet. Yeah. Go ahead. Verbal retweet.
I was like, what deal with the devil did Steve Kerr make, and like, why is he coming to collect right now?
That's a good question.
All of this happened at once, and you know, Clay's a free agent now, or he will be heading into free agency, I believe. Kevin Durant obviously was the biggest story. I think these are two, like, the one silver lining is that if there are two guys who are going to get hurt and still probably get paid.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably these guys.
Right.
But the end of that game, did you understand it?
What do you mean?
There were some weird, like, so the Warriors called a timeout, but they didn't have one. So it was a technical foul.
Yeah.
And then I guess I understand it now, but as it was,
she just explained it to herself.
But as it was happening,
the end of basketball games are always just a little bit longer than they should be.
The end of a basketball game like turns into chess.
Yeah.
Where teams are like, how can we foul to get the thing that we need? And then
right. And then Kawhi like scored that layup, and then they called it back because he got fouled, and then he had to shoot free throws. Yeah.
Right.
So the game ended like twice.
Right. And then he made his free throw and won the game, and then he just got the ball back and shot his last one anyway. And I was like, that's a really Kawhi.
Yeah. We should be like happy for Toronto, right? How do you feel about Toronto as a sports winning town?
I'm happy for them, because why not? Like, it was funny though. Did you see someone tweeted this at us at the podcast, where, because last week we talked about how all sports fans are assholes and like everybody sucks.
Right.
And someone tweeted at us, they're like, the funny thing about everyone saying that Canada is nice is that everyone in Canada thinks of Toronto as like the assholes of Canada.
Oh.
Like, Toronto is like to the New York elite of Canada.
Interesting. Well,
according to this one stranger on Twitter. So, like, I don't know how true that is.
Okay, here's a thing about Toronto that I have to say.
Okay, I'm excited for this.
I don't like their uniforms that just say North. I know a lot of people like them, and they think that they're cool and different, and it's like, oh, North. Like, this isn't Game of Thrones. Like, I don't understand why we the North. Like, I Googled it to make sure that it wasn't some type of, like, charity adjacent, like, you know, like,
or
for
like
a
some
cause.
Heritage of
right, like, it the, wasn't yeah. for like any type of cause that I'm right. like shitting on, and I don't think it is. I think they just are like, we're proud of being like a northern city, and they're not the northernmost city with an NBA team, though, so I don't really understand. Also, being from like a really cold place, I don't think is like something to be proud of. I know I'm biased because I hate the cold with right. a burning passion, but I just don't get it. I don't. Why wouldn't you want to have Toronto on your jersey?
Right.
Like, North.
I both agree and disagree with you, but I agree with you, but only because I love the fact that Maine, the place I love the most, is very North. And so I'm always like, cool.
You're proud,
like,
of being.
I'm proud of the North as a thing. And so if it were like a Maine basketball team, which isn't a thing that I think we're gonna get anytime soon, I'd be into it. But I don't like it because it's
the Portland
Toronto
Trailblazers.
No, do you know they have a the Portland Red Claws?
What is that?
It was like a lobster. Either a tennis team, team, or wait, I need to Google this. Portland Red Claws. I think it's a basketball.
Okay, if Maine had
The Maine Red Claws are an American professional basketball team in the NBA G League.
Oh, okay.
They have a sick logo.
If Maine had like a weird "We Are North" or whatever "We Are the North" thing, I would get it because that's North. Toronto is like latitudinally adjacent to like Detroit, and probably
is Chicago
south of
norther of
no
Detroit?
I don't think no Chicago's southwest. But Minnesota, like Minneapolis, I'm pretty sure is north of Toronto. Pretty sure Seattle used to have a basketball team, doesn't anymore. They're north of Toronto.
Yeah. I'm looking up a map right now.
We already looked at a map of Toronto last week and we're already confused about where it is.
I get where it is. No, you're right.
It's just not that far north.
You're right, Jess. Minneapolis is much more north than, well, yeah, no, it's more north
than
Toronto.
Also, you have to take into account that the map is not on the angle of the globe.
Yes.
That is a thing, like, it's, you know, when you're flying and you see that your plane's making like an arc and you're like, why are we flying so far up here? It's like, yeah. Well, because the earth is shaped round, unlike what Kyrie Irving would think.
Yeah,
you know
Kyrie,
what I mean?
If you're listening.
So if you're looking at a flat map, you can't really tell what's north and south of one another as easily as like, you know.
Yeah, I'm latitude, right. If we were to get the numbers. No, Toronto is definitely not as north.
It's not that north. Like, well, Milwaukee is probably as north as Toronto.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah. You know what I think we should do, Jess?
What?
I think we should find a, like, geographer. Is that a thing? Or, like, a
cartographer.
Yeah. I think we should add, okay. This is what we need you guys to do as listeners. If you know anyone who is a map maker or, like, a geography professor, I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah, of course it's a thing.
Well, also, though, I'm like, how do you teach, how is geography something? It seems like just a series of facts as opposed to anything you have to like figure out. You know what I mean?
I think you could say that about like math too.
Yeah, but then you get into
I guess
theories.
That's problem solving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think Minneapolis should make shirts next year that say we're the norther.
The norther.
Or like we're more north.
I love it. Let's make that happen.
I don't know. That's all I have to say about Toronto.
Do you think that Kawhi is going to stay in Toronto?
No. Well, no.
I don't.
I understand like wanting to stay and defend your title, but I just don't think he really gives a shit.
I agree. I'm also like, I mean, you got one. You were right. Only going to be there for a year. Best case scenario, you won. So now you can go to the Clippers and live in LA.
Also, if you were going to stay, like you'd think he would have said that at the parade. Like he would have made that like his announcement. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know yet.
He keeps saying they when he talks about Canada.
Right.
He's like, this was great for them.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, so you have one foot out the door.
Right.
That's like if one of us were like, this is great for that podcast.
Right. Instead of like our podcast.
Right.
That is
which
our
we
child.
Which we would never say because we care about
to.
This so deeply. Should we do some NBA free agency stuff and just stick with NBA and then go to NHL?
So Anthony Davis got traded to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, some other player that I don't remember the name of, and 3 first round draft picks. That's my trade analysis.
It's really good. I have a hot take about this. Well, I would be really bad at being a GM because But basketball knowledge aside, like everything you need to be a good GM aside, I would be really bad at spending picks at like I don't like spending a huge chunk of money at once in my personal life unless it's like impulsive and I'm a little drunk, but like so I would not be
you're
great.
The type of person who gets drunk and like books a vacation, aren't you?
I mean, you know that I like drunkenly bought myself a really nice sound system and then forgot, and then it arrived at my house a few years ago and I still have it and I love it and I'm glad I did that. But I wouldn't have done that,
right?
So like
someone
I would
needs
have
to take away your Amazon password while you're intoxicated.
Exactly.
Understood.
But I would have a really hard time being like, hey, okay, for one guy, I will give you 3 guys and 4 future guys and whatever else we got because I don't really understand how trades work. But do you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of guys for one guy.
So you're basically, I don't know, the Ricketts family? Like, that's why a lot of teams suck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what my team would suck because I'd be like, Anthony Davis, seems a little expensive. I think we can make do with what we have, and you can't.
Yeah, you have to kind of spend money to be good these days.
Exactly.
In a lot of sports. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Lakers gave a lot, and if they don't win next year, the Pelicans are going to be like, cashing in these first round picks for like 3 or 4 more years.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. And they also have like total, not bragging rights, but like told you so rights if the Lakers don't. Would you want to play with LeBron?
No. Because he's going to make me be in Space Jam 2, and it's not going to be as good as Space Jam 1, no matter what happens and how good the graphics have gotten since whatever year Space Jam was made. And I just wouldn't want to have to be beholden to his filming schedule for Space Jam 2.
That's an incredible take. That's the only smart thing I've heard anyone say about the NBA.
It's true.
Months.
It's going to be Space Jam 2 is going to be Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, LeBron, and Kyle Kuzma. It's going to suck.
And probably Dwayne Wade. Like, they'll probably just get, he's not busy.
Well, he's not busy anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't really want to be an analyst on ESPN. You know what I really want to do?
Be a movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't blame him.
I was actually thinking about how much Space Jam 2 is going to suck recently. I forget why. But
probably
I was like,
because you were thinking about how Anthony Davis is going to be in it now. And he's not a great actor.
I hope Clay is in Space Jam 2.
He won't be.
I know, but wouldn't that be funny? He's just like not very emotive.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
my take on Anthony Davis to the Lakers, and I think I saw this on Twitter also, but it's a really good time for him to rebrand and shave his unibrow and start doing some, you know, self-care with the facial hair situation.
Could not agree more.
Because he's making a huge lifestyle change, and LA is the place where people go to glow up. Like, when you move to LA, you live your best life, and you look the best you've ever looked.
It's so true.
And he has the perfect opportunity to go to LA, find a really good esthetician who's going to make it look natural, give him the perfect eyebrows that it doesn't look like he's trying too hard, but, you know, he's well-groomed.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to bat an eye because they're going to say, like, LA AD. Like, that's how it works. And when you move to LA.
That's so true. And, you know, he could start now even before he gets there. I'm sure you can find some really great LA estheticians. Did I say that right?
I think so.
On Instagram. So
that's
he could
so
just
true.
Start pinpointing the people he would go see. LA is a kind of place where everyone, I don't think I could live there because the ratio of hot people to not hot people is alarming. Like, I went to this coffee shop when we were out there last and I just looked around and I was like, everyone's horrifyingly hot here.
Yeah, I completely relate. People really are just living their best lives. And as a miserable curmudgeon, I could never, ever live there.
I think it was Josh Gondelman, the comedian who's a buddy, and he tweeted once, like, I love New York because everyone's miserable and like you go somewhere else, you're just suspicious all the time. Except he said it way funnier. But
I do get what you're saying. I remember reading that tweet. You know what we should talk about really quickly before we move on to the Stanley Cup and our other news items of the day? We have this idea for an app.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is in relation to Kyrie Irving right now is ghosting the Celtics and wants to move on from Boston.
And James Harden is ghosting Chris Paul.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of NBA ghosting going
right.
on.
Right. So, like, ghosting when you're in a relationship or dating someone or just, like, casually seeing someone is, like, not really nice. Like, I'm anti-ghosting. I think that we can all agree that that's, like, the immature way to handle it. It's really easy just to ignore someone and pretend, like, they don't exist when you probably should just say something and let them down easy.
Or, right, like, end the suffering. Like,
right.
Don't let someone hang on thinking maybe this could be something when you know it won't be.
Also, like, I'm sure we've all been ghosted at times.
Absolutely.
It's dumb. Like, just be a grown-up and, like, let's settle this thing.
Right.
Right. So we have this app idea where you send a company and, like, I guess we'll hire the people who do this and, like, vet them and make sure that they're like, going to do their jobs well, like good managers do.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hire these people and you can send them all of the relevant information to, like, this relationship that you're in with this other person. So, like, for example, say, like, I went on, like, 5 dates with this guy. He's really nice. But he's a Ravens fan and I just can't see myself long term with him. So I need to let him down easy. But I feel physically awkward and like cringe every time I picture myself sending like a text like that, like most people do, because it's just uncomfortable. So I send all this information to a company and they do it for me. That's our app idea.
And we've talked about this. I think that it's worse in casual situations.
Yes.
When you like it's worse when you've gone on maybe three dates with someone,
yes,
and you know that you don't want to go on another, but you feel kind of awkward being like, hey, this isn't going to go anywhere, because you're like, what if they weren't even thinking it would, and you look presumptuous.
Right, exactly.
And then, and the worst part, and we talk about this a lot, is if you have to say that, and this applies to like work situations too, like say there's a story that you were gonna do and then something falls,
yes,
through, and you have to tell the person.
Or say that someone offers you a job that you don't really want and you feel bad rejecting it.
Right. And the worst is when the moment,
yes,
this is it.
Yes.
This is why we came up with this idea, because you send the text that you're like, hey, I don't think this is going to work, or like, hey, whatever reason. And then you have to wait for their name to pop up on your phone for them to either be angry or sad, or like, it's not going to be a good emotion you get back. And so we think there should be an app that outsources that.
Right.
So someone deals with it, sends you a text, you're there like, it's done. You don't even have to look at the conversation.
Exactly. And then it's just over. And that's it.
We thought about just doing this for each other, but
yeah, that's actually,
I don't know why we
maybe the easier way to do it.
But anyway,
just give me your phone.
Right. But
damn,
this came up when we were looking at, yes, this NBA news, and we were like, hey, maybe Kyrie could use this with Danny.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I will send the text message for him and be like, hey, man, like, it was a great run. Thanks for having me. But, you know, I want something different right now, and I need to move on. Like, me sending that for him, I don't feel any type of emotion attached to having to do that. And I'm not cringing. But like, if he had to do it, he'd probably be like, ay.
Exactly.
Like, ay, don't. Ay.
Jim.
So that's where the app comes into play.
I also,
this app might already exist.
I'm sure it does, but it wouldn't be as good as the one we would
come
up with.
No, you're right, because we're doing it gently and nicely.
Yes.
And
and also then at least
nice
they get
people
to talk to us.
True. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Everyone's dying to talk to us. Also, one last thing on the NBA stuff. Can you imagine just ghosting your coworker?
No.
Say that our friend Lee was like, hey, we're doing this thing, you know, we have this shoot coming up, and we both just like didn't talk to him for 2 months. That's absurd.
Right.
That's
also
what James
we
Harden's
see
doing
him every day at work.
Also, shout out Lee. We should have had him on to talk about NBA stuff.
Yeah, he definitely knows more than I do.
Well, same. We'll do it next week, maybe.
Okay.
Lee, that's not a promise, though, if you heard that.
We do not make commitments.
We never follow
You're
through.
You're anti-commitment.
Okay, should we just touch on the Stanley Cup?
Let's just touch on it. Charlotte, I'm sorry that you had to watch the Bruins lose at home in Game 7. I'm sorry that the game wasn't even close. You didn't even get, like, 10 minutes of, like, ooh, this is exciting. How exhilarating. It was just a fucking blowout.
It just sucked.
Yeah, that sucks, and I'm sorry about
that. Thank you.
That
Thank
does
you for
suck.
Saying that. I sat there in the press box. So the Blues scored two girls. Jesus.
They scored the girls after the game.
Sorry. Okay, Rick Riley.
Sorry.
Okay. So they scored two goals early. And at first I was like,
I'm dying. I'm sorry.
At first I was like, okay, maybe there's a chance. And then one of my friends texted me and he was like, you realize that in order to win now, the Bruins have to score three goals.
That is how numbers work.
But when he said that, when I thought about it in those terms, I was like, nope, no chance. Because the Blues, one thing they were really good at was defending a lead.
Yeah.
Whichever team scored first in the series won. And so, and then
so valid.
But by the fourth goal in the third period, I just started laughing. I was like,
aww,
okay. You know, and I mean, I guess I'm happy for the people I know from St. Louis that I think are lovely, but like,
right. I actually have like very close friends that live in St. Louis that were rubbing in my face a little bit.
Yeah. It's, you know,
and I'm happy for them. I would never do that if the Cubs won the World Series. So
what?
Rub it in their face.
Did you?
No.
That's really nice of you.
No, I probably did. I don't even remember. It was a blur.
Well, so I just like,
I think a bug just bit me, Charlotte.
Really? In the podcast?
Look at my leg.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a bug bite.
What the fuck?
Oh, sorry about that.
We're on like the seventh floor.
Yeah. How'd a bug get in here? Now we're going to be on
Brandon's scared. Are you allergic to mosquitoes or something?
Are you okay? You're hiding in the corner.
I don't.
Yeah, he's okay. He can't turn on his microphone. That's your. You had one job, Brandon.
What the?
Oh, my God.
You want to like?
I don't like mosquitoes.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Mic is on now.
Really, I love them. I'm a big mosquito guy. Sorry about your bug bite.
Thank you.
What I guess the thing that sucked most was going into the Bruins locker room afterwards. Oh,
God, losing locker rooms.
Brutal. Jake DeBrusk is sitting there for 10 minutes, not moving, full pads, full uniform, head in his hands, crying. And Chara, this huge man who has his jaw wired shut.
7 foot man.
Just sobbing. And I was like, well, cool.
And but like, he can't even wash it down with like a nice meal.
No, he'd have to,
you'd have to put it in a blender.
Drink a beer through a
drink
straw.
It. Like a steak.
Disgusting.
What would you eat if you lost Game 7 of the Stanley Cup? I guess assuming that you don't lose your appetite from like distress.
That usually, I'm more of a don't eat when I'm sad
person. Yeah, me too. But assuming that you can eat,
I think I would go for. I mean, well, now I'm just thinking of steak since you said it.
Yeah,
I really want a steak. Probably mashed potatoes.
Oh.
I don't know.
Spoonfuls of mashed potatoes. Chara can eat mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I also might just like treat myself to a really killer sushi dinner, you know?
Yeah. See, what I've learned about myself, and this is more of like a when I'm hungover thing than like a when I've just lost a devastating, soul-crushing game of hockey because that tends to not happen.
No, I mean, it happens to you a fair amount, so.
Okay. I tend to realize that like if I eat something like less fattening and like shitty for myself, in the long run I'll feel better. That's a good hangover tip. Like if you make it through the initial hunger rush that you feel when you wake up and you're hungover and you get to like later in the afternoon and you eat something a little bit light,
you'll
feel better, and then you can have a really fucking great dinner.
That's okay.
And you won't want to throw it up.
I guess I go for something very plain. Somehow this turned into a hangover food conversation.
It's a sadness hangover.
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't know. I mean, again, it's Boston, so I don't feel a huge right to complain about it a ton, but it sucks when your team loses.
You know what else sucks? The Blues had their parade on a Saturday.
Yeah, why?
Who has their championship parade on a Saturday?
That's the one reason you skip work. Like, that's a gift to the city. Do it on a Friday or a
Monday. Also, there's nothing cool about being drunk at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. That's just called Saturday.
Right. Also, they had the Bud Light cans and the Bud Light night, and it was like very much Spawn Con for
at St. Louis for you.
Why?
Budweiser.
Is that from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Really?
Busch Stadium? Wait, yeah.
No.
Dude, Anheuser-Busch is
like. Is that St. Louis?
Headquartered there.
Oh.
That's why everything there is like. Yeah.
Okay, I guess I. All right, well, let's strike that take
for
the record.
You're just a Boston person who assumes that, like, all businesses happen, like, on the East Coast. I know. I, like, see it in your eye. You're like, wait, there's a huge business that's headquartered in St. Louis,
I'm
Missouri?
Like, wait, business happens not on the coast? Oh,
how is this? How is this? Boeing is headquartered in Chicago.
That I didn't know.
Okay.
Well, because you're a big aviation guy.
That's true. I went to the Mets game last week, and you can watch the planes take off from LaGuardia, and they fly
were
over.
Were you naming the planes?
Oh, I was naming the planes.
Did you have your little flight tracker
out? I kind of got roasted a little bit. Yeah. But we don't have to talk about the mean things that our coworker said about me.
Yeah, no, let's not.
Maybe we should move on.
Let's talk about Gary Woodland winning the U.S. Open.
Let's talk about it.
Here are my thoughts. One, I always forget that the U.S. Open ends on Father's Day every year.
Yeah. Well, does it every single year? There's been a couple off years.
That's what a bunch of people tweeted at me, because I was like, it should count for more if you're a dad and you went on Father's Day, you should get two wins, like one for you, one for your dad. And everyone's like, it always ends on Father's Day.
That doesn't negate what you said, though.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, don't assume just because I'm a woman talking about sports, I don't know this. Like, come on, all you idiots. But I also think that we made this happen, Jess.
Why?
Do you remember what we said last week?
No.
You said.
Remind me.
You said that someone random was going to win. And I said Brooks Koepka was going to win. And then it came down to Gary Woodland and Brooks Koepka. And on that same podcast, we talked about how the name Gary was dying.
Oh, we did speak this into existence. Okay, yeah. Well, to be fair, I said I thought someone random like Justin Rose, or I forget the other person I said, would win. And Justin Rose finished in like third place.
Yeah.
So. Like, I was, Gary Woodland was so, oh, I said Patrick Cantlay. Yeah. Gary Woodland was so random that I didn't even, know his name.
I didn't know he existed.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
Also, shout out to Gary. You're 35. You won your first majors on Father's Day. Also, someone was saying like he's historically been really bad at putting, and he just like smoked all
his putt
short
on
game.
18 to win it.
Unreal.
Unreal. Also, his chip on 17 to put it right next to the cup.
Yeah, stunning. Like really beautiful golf.
There's
also
gonna be
the
so
last
many
shot.
Shitty golfers who try to do that now on Pebble and just absolutely blow chunks out of the green.
It's so true.
Or on any golf course.
I didn't think you. I've never chipped off a green.
Well,
have
you? No, I mean, no. Have I ever done anything good on a golf course?
No, but like, no. Is that a thing people do?
You can do it. You should.
I mean, I guess
because you'll probably suck at it. Not you, like in general.
Well, I mean, I would
like.
Although, actually, the one thing I'm okay at, short game, my short game sucks. Okay at chipping.
You know what I'm really good at? Putt-putt.
Ooh.
Defending putt-putt champ.
Are you?
Of where I go on vacation.
Thank you for calling it putt-putt. I don't like when people call it mini golf.
I
mean, it's like, it. I do too, but it's putt-putt.
It's both.
But putt-putt's better.
I like putt-putt. It's funny.
Putt-putt. Are you going to watch the Holy Moly show on
the
NBC?
The Steph Curry one? Yeah. Oh my God. I saw so many like commercials for it. I feel like I already know what's going to happen.
I think we should watch Holy Moly and recap it.
That is such a network, like, that's just such a network show. It's yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Anyways,
good for Gary Woodland. He mm-hmm. His wife is pregnant with twins right now. So,
couldn't
that's
be me.
That's a lot of kids to have at one
thought
time.
Of having twins is just the scariest thing in the world to me. I mean, the thought of having one kid is still, I mean, I'm 30 and still my friends will tell me they're pregnant and I'm like, did you tell your parents? And they're like, yeah, I married you, idiot. And I'm like, right.
Did you tell your parents?
Cool.
Okay. One thing that came out of the U.S. Open this weekend is that Brooks Koepka said he's never had a warm beverage before.
Oh, yeah. What?
I think he said that on the broadcast and I was kind of like, what? What? Which I get. He grew up in Florida. You're not going to drink like a hot coffee in Florida.
Yeah, you are. There's air conditioning there.
That's true.
This
okay.
This is a weird thing to never have done.
I drink iced beverages like 365 though.
Yeah. I mean, I do too, but I also drink warm ones on occasion.
I'm just trying to think of what warm, like that means he's never had like tea before.
Right.
Or like hot chocolate. Yeah.
Or even like
soup. Does that count as a warm beverage?
No.
Do you think he's had soup before?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Brandon's nodding. You think Brooks Koepka's had soup?
Nope.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Okay, well then why were you not? Whatever. Anyway, that's really my U.S. Open takes. I also just love that last shot at Pebble where it zips across the water.
What a beautiful, beautiful weekend of golf.
I love that Gary Woodland won near a wetland. I mean, it's technically God. Not. It's not a swamp. But
okay, delete your account.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on.
Shout out
on.
To Gary's.
Shout out, Gary.
We should talk about the World Cup.
Let's do some World Cup dates.
World Cup dates.
Mostly.
Our girl scored a goal, mm-hmm. Julie Ertz, against Chile on Father's Day. Beautiful header off of a corner kick.
I'm so proud.
Charlotte, I was...
Did you cry?
I teared up. I shed a single tear.
Yeah, I got emotional.
So I guess, wait, was it CBS? Some like Twitter account. I feel like we have to mention this.
The bad tweet.
Talking about it. The bad tweet that was like, Zach Ertz left training camp to visit his husband while she plays in the World Cup. His wife.
That'd be explosive.
That would be wild. Well, she played in the World Cup and then everyone got mad and they were like, oh, she has a name. And like it turned into a whole thing because they could have just said like Julie Ertz was playing in the World Cup and her husband came and visited her because she's the one who's in the international soccer competition who just scored a goal and he's the one who's in NFL training camp in June.
Also his mini camp.
Yeah.
And I was like there. And also though I did join in and it Same. Felt like I was just like, don't do that.
Right.
You know,
like we're beyond this now.
Yeah.
I will say Julie Ertz has 100,000 more Instagram followers than Zach Ertz.
Damn.
So if you're trying to play the name familiarity game with like more people know Zach Ertz.
I just high five Jess because I love his
investigative work. He has more Twitter followers, but not by many. But she has way more Instagram followers. And Instagram is the more used platform.
I love it.
They both have more Instagram followers than they have Twitter followers. If you're going to play the like, you know, no one knows who Julie Ertz is game. People only recognize the name Zach Ertz. Like, you're stupid, and I defy that logic.
I agree.
It's terrible logic.
Damn, love that.
She's a starting center midfielder for an international soccer team in the World Cup. People know who she is.
Right.
She's on every fucking billboard in New York City. Like, just come on. Let's do better.
She's people. A Nike athlete. She's sponsored by Almonds.
She was on the Wilder Project, and she ate cheese with us.
Yeah.
And she's been on our Twitter and Instagram accounts multiple times, and you should know her from that.
She's a huge deal. Also, can everybody just follow us on Instagram? I'm really sad. I have more followers on Twitter than I do on Instagram.
Wait, you mean our podcast account or ourselves?
Well, all of it.
Yeah.
But, like, even just ourselves.
I feel like my best jokes are on my Instagram stories.
Yeah. We have great stories. We have great Instagrams. I'm just realizing, like, I put all this effort into Twitter, which I still, you know, will continue to do. But I feel like Instagram is mattering more these days, and I have significantly fewer followers there.
Mm. Well,
it's neither here nor there. No one really cares about that. Have you seen Phil Mickelson's Twitter, speaking of Twitter?
Yeah, so he, like, did a Twitter video.
He's calling it Fireside Chats with Phil, and he's spelling fireside with a P-H.
I can't handle
it. As though he's, like, a fish fan.
Oh, and he lit a candle, like, as the fire. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I'm also like, you're not FDR. You know, like,
okay, I do like that Phil started using his Twitter more, and he's been posting a lot of interesting Phil, the thing I like about Phil Mickelson, his voice doesn't really go with his aura, like,
you're
persona.
So right.
He has a much different voice than you would picture.
It's a
his
bit
body.
Higher.
Yes.
And a bit squeakier than you expect it to be.
Yeah, he has his voice does not match his body. Yeah. So it's funny when he tells stories, because I'm just like, what is even happening?
Right.
But he told a story about a guy who took a number two in a golf hole.
He pooped.
We don't talk about that on our podcast.
We don't talk about it.
But
so
we have to repeat what he's...
We aren't saying that. We're not talking about it. Phil talked about it.
Right.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Right. It was bizarre. Like, I get it. Like, it's summer. A lot of the sports season is winding down. But there's still, you know, there's still stuff going on. I don't know why he's, you know, doing this right now.
He just saw this as a... I have a theory about Phil. I think, first of all, he wants people to forget about all the, like, gambling insider trading things he did. So he's trying to be like, hey, I'm... Or allegedly.
Alleged
things he did. So I think he's trying to be like, hey, I'm just a fun guy. I also think he's nearing the age where he wants to, like, record things for posterity. You know, where he's like, here's my career. I guess it might be starting to wind down. Mm-hmm. But, like, I want you all to remember these things that happen, or, like, put it.
I
want to
be the kooky, like, story guy.
Yeah. You know, like, let's put these things out into the world, because otherwise no one will know.
Yeah. Everyone go listen to Phil's video, or else you will be just have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's on his Twitter account.
Also, I think Golf Digest wrote it out. So you don't have to watch it. You can read it if you want.
That was definitely for, like, the 65-year-old men who read Golf Digest that don't know how to play a video without, like, having their headphones in
totally.
And, like, accidentally are playing it out loud at work.
But instead, I watched it because I didn't want to watch the whole, like, 4-minute-long video of
it. It was a minute and 12 seconds.
It felt long. I started it and I gave
up. Was like, when I started it, I was like, how is he going to tell this whole story in less than a minute?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a quick story. He did a good job. It was very succinct.
Mm.
Maybe he should write at SI.
Yeah, Phil, come on, work for us. I won't say you allegedly did stuff. Should we do unprotected sex?
Let's do it.
Do we have any personal news? Because all it says here in our little Google Doc is personal news, and then there's a blank space underneath.
My personal news is my professional news, which is that I have watched almost every single game of the World Cup since it started.
That's awesome.
And I found it very difficult to watch without being, like, really jealous that I'm not in it.
Yep, I totally get that. I don't feel that way anymore, but when I played soccer, I definitely did.
Yeah.
So I get it.
I should be out there. I'm 25.
You could.
I could get dual Italian citizenship and play for the Italian squad.
You should do that. I was going to say next year, but you got to wait four.
Yeah, I'll be like 20.
Can you get dual citizenship?
Yeah, easily.
How?
You just have to prove that you have, like, a grandparent born in Italy. It's really easy.
Dude,
I know.
You should do that.
I know. And then I think you could be a citizen of, like, all the EU, right? Because if you're, like, Italian... Oh, I should definitely
you
do
should
that.
You should definitely do that. I love that. I could do that. Not with Italy, but with... guess it would be the Czech Republic now.
Wait, what?
My grandfather was born in the Czech Republic.
Wait.
My mom was born in Prague.
Are we related?
Wait,
your mom was born in Prague?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. We might be related.
Do you know what town?
In the Czech Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ivančice.
I don't know where that is.
I don't really either.
Geography experts
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Well, that's our personal
news. If you think
news.
We have trouble with the Midwest.
Hey, I don't have.
If you think I have trouble with the Midwest, you should see me in the Czech Republic.
If you were in Chicago, how would you get to Des Moines, Iowa? It's not a trick question.
Would drive.
Which direction?
A little south and a little bit east.
Charlotte.
West.
East of Chicago is the lake.
Yeah, but I would drive south first. And then
east west.
Is it?
That's not a direction.
My personal news is that I don't know where anything is.
Yeah.
We got to cancel something.
Yeah. This is big time cancellation.
We got to cancel LeVar Ball.
First of all, I think we already canceled him in like September,
we did.
October
we
region.
Did.
We're going to re-cancel him because for some reason I think people forgot we canceled him and they're still.
I think some networks have not heard that we have canceled him.
He is canceled.
He keeps saying sexist things on television.
Yeah. So when he was back, first of all, we agree that LeBron was probably paying him to not talk while Lonzo was on the Lakers, right?
Absolutely.
Because the day Lonzo got traded from the Lakers, he's on TV again. He's doing all these like Twitter videos. He's doing all this shit again. He's back on the news. Everyone's talking about him again. Like, there was definitely some deal that was made because he did not say a word for like a year.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard.
So anyways, he last.
Also, how much do you think he was paying him?
It might have just been like a, if you do say it, we will take your money
it
situation.
Could be a threat instead of a payout.
Alleged threat
instead of an alleged payout. Anyway,
right.
Continue.
Like a year ago when he was in the news all the time, when Lonzo was like getting drafted and stuff, he told Christine Leahy on the Colin Coward show?
I think so.
I don't remember. To stay in her lane and then ignored her the whole time. It was being really rude. And then he put that phrase on like a t-shirt and tried selling it for $50, which is just
way too much for a t-shirt.
Well,
especially one that says something, you know, telling a woman to stay in her lane
right.
when talking about sports.
When you're on her show, like, it's okay. That's
right.
a lot.
She's like, well, the funny thing about my lane is you're in it.
Right.
So
we invited you on the show that I am a host of.
Right.
But then yesterday, when was that? Monday? Last week? I don't even know. He said to Molly Queerum on, was it First Take? That, I don't even want to repeat what he said. It was just gross and sexist and like way out of line. And ESPN, to their defense, had her back, and you know she is happy with the way that ESPN responded to it, and they kind of told him like, knock it off, like don't do this again. But I don't know, like, are they gonna invite him back on any of their shows again? We'll see. If they do, this is kind of all extremely hollow.
Exactly.
If they don't, then maybe we've all learned our lessons here.
I would love to believe that they won't, but I very much think they will at some point.
I think maybe
it's 2 years from now.
Yeah. Even if they don't, I think it's like they shouldn't have had him on in the first place.
Totally.
Like, who is this guy even? Like, he's someone's dad. Like, I don't.
Right. Why have you decided that he can speak for
He has a bad
anyone.
Track record for the way he behaves and like how he treats women in the first place.
He's also just obnoxious.
Right.
You know,
I don't even
at the very base level. You know
why we're still doing this? He's just super canceled.
You know who else is? Well, I mean, this guy's been canceled for a hot minute. Is OJ Simpson?
Yeah.
But the reason we're bringing him up is because he recently decided going on Twitter and posting videos would be a good thing to do.
Right. And like people on Twitter love to join in on like the reply chains,
reply
and,
guys.
Like, and they love to be like making the jokes that are like the, oh, we got OJ with the zinger, and it's like, okay, but at the very core of it, a woman and a man were murdered, and like, let's maybe just not, like, let's just keep our hands off of this one.
Yeah, I think that there are certain times when you can quote tweet people, and you can use people as, you know, especially if they deserve it, as a way to make some jokes and, you know, get some retweets or whatever, but I think that when that person is OJ Simpson, maybe don't.
Yes. Like the butt of the joke is that two people died, not that like he, you
right.
know, paid for his kids to get into college by putting them on a fake sailing team.
Yes.
Those are the jokes that we can all rally around.
Exactly. And also, like, if you're going to make a joke about what he did to him and then sort of boost his
allegedly
exposure,
dead.
Alleged.
That's an actual alleged.
Right. Yeah. Like, if, but regardless, like, maybe just like, let's
yeah,
not.
Let's just all ignore him. That's just all my proposal is just, we're just going to ignore it. We're never going to speak of it again. and it's over now, and
it's done.
It's done. And do not retweet that stuff or reply to it, so it ends up in my timeline. It's over.
We don't want to see it, so it doesn't exist.
It does not exist.
Can I just say something real quick? I'm a little nervous.
Why?
This man said he has a little getting even to do, so I'm a little nervous as to what that means. So brace yourselves, people. Brace yourselves.
That's why we're not. That's why we're done.
That's why we're ignoring it.
That's why we're, because we don't even want to validate that with its with the fact that he said that.
I don't
online.
Even know what you're talking about, because it never happened.
Exactly.
And it doesn't exist.
Not a thing that happened. We have some agro facts for you this week. Oh.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, basically, we both just found some really good brands of dried seaweed. So I started thinking about...
Oh my God, that's the worst sentence I've ever heard in my life. I hate that sentence.
So I just started looking up some seaweed facts.
Oh God.
It's really good for you. Is the
seaweed?
Yeah. It has a lot of fiber, has a fair amount of protein, and it is...
Sodium, though. Is it high in sodium?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like mostly
added to it. How do you
like,
cultivate seaweed?
You grow it in the ocean.
Okay, so the seaweed that you eat at the store or like in sushi came from the ocean. It's not from like a seaweed farm somewhere in like
Nebraska?
They have
seaweed farms. Seaweed farming. It's a thing. My cousin actually worked for a seaweed farmer once.
Wow.
Fun fact. Yeah. You harvest it from the... It's basically like you're controlling the life cycle of the algae. Because seaweed is algae.
Oh.
And so...
I really like seaweed.
I love seaweed. And it's there are all these different kinds, and it's good for you, and it's fun. And we just found really good dried brands that I can't remember the name of.
Well, they're not sponsoring us, so we're not going to talk about them.
Exactly.
Unlike Perfect Bar.
And hot dogs. Kidding. They're not. but yeah, there's... this is an interesting fact. Global production of farmed aquatic plants, overwhelmingly dominated by seaweeds, grew in output volume from 13.5 million tons in 1995 to over 30 million tons in 2016.
I'm sorry. I literally just zoned out. You said a number that was large, and my brain just went completely blank.
There is more than half the amount of seaweed. Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
This feels like math. That in 1995, a certain amount of seaweed was harvested,
okay,
and now double that.
Oh, okay,
is harvested.
I see. So we're eating more.
So
seaweed.
We're living in the seaweed boom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's hope the seaweed bubble doesn't burst. Anyway, that's all I have for AgriFacts.
Oh wow, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Everyone eat more seaweed. It's good for you.
Yeah, it's great.
It's also like just kind of a weird and gross snack to have, but I do it in the privacy of my home.
Same.
And no one needs to know about it except for everyone.
I ate an entire bag of it. But you know why I think I like it?
Why?
I think it's just a vehicle for like olive oil and salt.
I think you're exactly right.
Which is how I feel about
eating potato chips, but green ones.
Yes, exactly. And they have somewhat of the same texture and maybe slightly fewer calories, but like probably not.
The problem with seaweed is it's not super filling. Like, you have to eat a fuck ton of seaweed to be full.
Totally. It's more about like the experience of eating something. Like if I'm bored but I'm not hungry,
that's so true.
I'll eat seaweed.
Okay. Thank you, seaweed.
Thank you, seaweed.
Like gross section.
What?
I just
like, want to keep it going because our next one's pretty gross too.
Yeah, it is.
Underrated. What's underrated this week?
This is your idea.
You're saying it. Okay, sour cream. Which, first of all, is what Jess's last name means in
Russian and Czech and Polish, I believe.
The Cyrillic languages.
All of the Eastern European Slavic. Yeah.
Right. Anyway. It was Taco Tuesday recently.
On Tuesday.
In the cafeteria here at work. I realize that like guac is great, salsa is great. The unsung hero of Taco Tuesday is sour cream.
Sour cream
is
pretty good.
It just adds a little bit of, I believe in the food business they call it umami. I don't think that's what they call it. That taste.
Sour cream?
Well, it adds like a... Well, maybe that's not.
That's seaweed. It's like you're thinking of seaweed.
But it's like a savory... It's like a slightly savory,
it's like,
richer
It's
hit.
Like tangy.
There it is.
Because it's sour.
Yes.
But it's cream.
And it is really good.
And it's underrated. And when people tell me they don't like sour cream, I get a little offended because it's like they're saying they don't like me and what my name stands for. Also, like, I feel like in the olden days, you got your last name based off of like what your occupation was, right? So Whoa. Maybe my great-great ancestors were
sour cream farmers.
Farmers.
Which is an agro fact.
A tub of sour cream. That's what I was not going
my
for.
My great-grandfather was just a tub of sour cream.
And then he married a bowl of rice.
And here I am. That's funny.
All right, I feel like of all the condiments, though, like sour cream isn't the best condiment. It's good, though. In the context of Taco Tuesday, I think it's super underrated.
Well,
you're right.
Condiment-wise, if I'm going hierarchy, I think mustard.
Like a spicy mustard?
Mm.
Or like a Grey Poupon?
Yeah, like a Dijon.
Mm. Dijon. Nice. I like mustard. I like sriracha. Sriracha's really good.
Yep. Yep. Frank's Red Hot.
I'm not a Frank's Red Hot person.
That's fine.
I prefer Cholula.
Yeah, Cholula's great too. Yeah. Hot sauce is good. Condiment. What other condiments do I like? I like
some
ketchup.
Relish. We got some ketchup. I like ketchup, not on my hot dogs. I am a Pittsburgh Heinz ketchup girl at heart, but a Chicago style hot dog girl in spirit.
I wanna yeah, I'm not
Okay, don't go there.
I'm not going to.
At our future wedding, marriage to each other.
Yes.
We will serve Chicago dogs.
With the pickle on top.
With the pickle on top.
And you can choose whether you leave it there or you take it off.
Right.
We're going to dessert. We're also going to have a lot of seaweed at the tables as party
this
favors.
This hypothetical wedding situation came. So someone tweeted something that said, I'll marry the person that can go to a family event with me and still like me afterwards. Like, this was a viral tweet. It has like 90,000 likes. And I thought about it and I was like, oh, Charlotte.
Well, you sent it to me and I was like, okay, so when's our wedding?
Right.
Because, like,
she came to
I
my
met
house
your whole
for
family.
Easter.
And I still like you very much.
Thank you.
And your family.
It was a pleasant Easter, I have to say. One of the more pleasant Smetana
delightful.
Family gatherings.
So we started talking about what would be at our wedding, and Jess said we would have a ton of eggplant.
Yes.
Because
we both
love
really like eggplant.
Roasted eggplant.
Not in a weird innuendo way, because I know the eggplant emoji elicits certain reactions in people these days, and that's not what we're going for here.
No, we really mean just the vegetable.
Right. When we go to a restaurant and share plates, which we do often, because
we're engaged.
Because we are engaged. We always order an eggplant side.
Oh, we gotta
and
go back
shishito
to
shishito peppers.
Oh my god, I'm so hungry now.
I know,
we
me too.
To go
I'm
back
starving.
To,
I know what yeah. you're gonna say.
I know.
We need to go back there.
I also think that a fun fact about eggplants is that they're nightshades.
And Tom Brady doesn't eat them.
Yep, because apparently they have some like inflammatory inflammamograms.
That's what I almost said, and I didn't.
I did it for you. Who's our Patriot of the Week?
Our Patriot of the Week is the guy in the viral video who caught a... Okay, this is actually your idea, too. He caught this guy viral video from... What game was it? I can't remember.
I didn't
was it the College World Series?
It might have been.
I think it was.
It was a baseball game.
Yeah, it was any baseball game of your
whatever
choosing.
You want it to be.
He caught a foul ball and then chugged his beer, and Charlotte was like, I'm going to marry him. And I was like, first of all, you are happily engaged to me. Second
of all, how dare you?
Second of all, he can be your Patriot of the Week, but I have to say, I've seen this move enough times
where you catch a ball while holding your beer and not spilling it. Yeah, I mean, it's probably not.
My Patriot of the year is the guy who dropped his pizza and his nachos catching two different foul balls. He's my Patriot of the year.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a more patriotic guy because he actually sacrificed something.
Right.
This guy. Yeah, no, that's a good point. I tweeted the thing I said is this guy single asking for a friend. And then his girlfriend tweeted a picture of them together and said, nope, he's mine. Sorry. And I was like, Jesus Christ, the internet is terrifying.
Oh,
so
God.
I just replied
was
to
she,
her.
Was she, like, mad?
No, she did it with a winky face and one of those, like...
A winky face means mad.
Faces.
Like, if I send a winky face, like, I'm actually pissed, but I don't want to send, like, a...
Don't say that, because now anytime you send me a winky face, I'm going to be terrified.
I've never sent you a winky face.
That's true.
When is the last time I ever used a winky face?
See, because when I send it, I mean it's, like, corny.
Right.
You know,
well,
it's, like,
I know
finger
what,
guns.
I know what... I think
you know
emojis
I mean.
Are all in context of who's sending them.
That's true.
When my dad sends me, like, a weird emoji, I know it's because he just doesn't know what the fuck the emoji keyboard's doing. When you send me, like, a specific emoji, I know what it means.
Okay, good.
Right.
But yeah, well, she included a winky face and then one of those like grimacing face, the like straight across
with the teeth,
where the braces. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not braces, but it kind of.
I know
like
exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. So it doesn't like braces.
And I was like, "Whoa, this one, this girl," and she doesn't seem like thrilled. It was a picture of them at like a square dance or a country dance or something. Mm. I don't know. Very weird. So I just responded and I said, "What a catch." With a winky face and a baseball emoji.
Do we just like
dox somebody?
No. This all happened on Twitter, yeah. So it's public.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It was a
did
weird.
Did your tweet go viral?
My tweet did pretty well. Mm. But so I guess she saw it.
Well, she probably tweeted it because she wanted people to like see it.
Yeah.
So exactly. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to lie. It was pretty uncomfortable. I got
you felt
this,
bad.
This happened last night, and I was like,
"Oh, wait, this happened last night."
Oh, yeah. This well, I guess.
Can I go find it?
Yeah, this happened Tuesday night. Yeah, and I was like,
"Okay, now I need to go see it." What a catch!
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to like. Also, because you don't know these people, and there's always a chance that they're gonna get milkshake ducked soon. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I want to find. Oh, what a catch! Oh, it's a pun because he caught the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, your tweet got 2,000 likes. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, well...
He's mine. And I was like...
they're a lovely couple.
They seem very happy together. I'm happy
okay,
for them.
Okay, now that I see this tweet, I don't think you should feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I did feel a little weird. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because it's always like... It's like, I was clearly joking, but also then someone's like, this is my man's. And you're like, sorry, that whose man's... Like, whose man's never gets answered.
And right, it was a hypothetical who's man's, and then she was like, my man's.
And I was like, I'd be very happy with your man's.
Mm. So. I don't actually want to date your man's.
Right, I'm not trying.
He's just a person.
He's
on the
also
internet.
Probably like 21. Like, he's probably very young, let's be honest. Not that there's anything wrong with an age difference, but like, you know, I'm a grown woman.
He's actually still in high school.
Right. It's like he accidentally tweeted something super creepy. No idea.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
We should move on from this conversation.
I just really quick shout out to Summer 2019. You guys have been crushing it by tweeting us pictures of you drinking wine, watching sporting events.
Did we decide that the hashtag was hashtag 20? Wine teen, like the number 20 wine teen. Is that
no?
What
I don't
doing?
Think. I think we need to decide what it is. Is it hashtag okay. Summer 20 wine teen?
I don't know.
What do you think makes the most? What have people been doing?
Summer 20 wine teen. I saw people doing hashtag 20 like 20 wine teen, which I think is probably.
I think that's what we should go
20
with.
Wine teen.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Do we want to include summer in the hashtag?
I think that's too long. I think that's too long.
Also, what if we keep
that was
this,
a hiccup.
I know. What if we keep this going into the fall?
Exactly.
So okay.
It opens up options.
Hashtag
2019.
Okay. Keep that coming.
I
got
have some
really good ones.
Yeah, I have some 2019 injury report news.
Oh.
I was opening a nice bottle of a red blend from Napa Valley.
Love
on
that.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I sliced open my pointer finger. And it started
with what?
Gushing blood with like the foil from the top of the wine bottle. I kind of was doing it like a asshole. Like I was just like stabbing it with a knife and peeling it back.
Yeah.
I don't really know that.
Oh, but the foil.
Right. I don't know.
But that's how everybody does it.
Right. Like there's no like, I think I have probably had like a wine cutter thing.
Yeah, you can have a foil cutter, but that's for wimps.
Just for wimps.
Yeah. Use a knife or.
Right. I just like stabbed it and started peeling it open. Right. And then I got a very deep paper cut. And it like, well, foil cut. It was metal.
I
might have tetanus.
Sick to my stomach.
And I started like gushing blood all over my kitchen.
Oh no!
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, summer 2019 is dangerous. It's a very dangerous sport.
No, it's
and
true.
We should all be careful. Having a paper cut on your pointer finger, on your right finger, on your right hand when you're right-handed, I have to say, underratedly bad injury to have because A, it's very hard to shampoo my hair in the morning.
Mm.
Almost impossible.
Yep.
B, I can't do my unlock thingy on my phone or my computer with my fingerprint because I have a Band-Aid on. And even when there's not a Band-Aid on, it's like cut. So right. I can't do the
thingy.
Fingerprint scan.
Also, just typing
I
or...
use my thumb to type.
No, on
my computer.
Typing's
fine.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the shampooing and the washing of the hands. Shampooing is brutal, I will say.
Listen,
I would not wish this injury on my worst enemy. Do not get a paper cut on your pointer finger if you want to be productive.
Also, though, like, thank you for bleeding for the cause.
I did. I bled for summer 2019.
You bled for summer 2019, and I just really appreciate that.
I am putting my blood, sweat, and tears into summer 2019 from cutting myself opening the wine, sweating as I drive to the wine store, and crying because I drank too much wine. And that's what everyone does when they drink too much wine.
We all cry. I mean, alcohol is a depressant. We all know that. I did a dumb wine thing, but it wasn't painful. I just was trying to chill a red because if you've been following 2019, you know that I'm willing to chill reds now. And I put it in the freezer. I wrapped a paper towel around it and wet paper towel, put it in the freezer and left it in there for like way too long. The paper towel stuck to all of these like ice packs in the fridge. So my mom pulls the wine bottle out and it's just like all these ice packs are stuck to it. And it wasn't even a kind you're supposed to chill. And so we tried it and she was like, this is terrible. I'm opening a rosé.
You put a non-chillable red in a freezer
and then fucked it
and
up.
Left it in there. Yeah. That's wow.
It's pretty good.
I think we need a sommelier to teach us about wine.
Yes.
That
we should have
actually Peak Charlotte.
We should have a sommelier on the show. I had a big week for Mike Trout, though, before we close this thing out.
Yes.
Mike Trout fan club. Unofficial, official Mike Trout fan club.
Yes.
People, by the way, thank you all for your help with this.
Yes.
You've been really great in pinpointing things that we should pay attention to with our buddy. What did he do this week? I feel like
Well, first of all, he's doing really good at baseball, which I think we need to mention.
Mm-hmm.
His WAR is 69. That wasn't a joke.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
I feel like we canceled 69
we did,
jokes like a while ago.
I still make them. That's the one thing that I know we canceled it.
God.
It's like in my DNA.
You're right. What else did he do? He pet a dog named Moo Moo. A lot of people tweeted that one at us.
Yeah.
A cute little, like, was it like a Jack Russell?
Yeah.
It was like a little guy.
A little guy.
And
little
he pet him on TV, Moo Moo. So
like that.
He likes dogs.
He also, which we know, because he has his own dog. What's his name? Juno?
Juno, yeah.
Juno Trout.
Good callback.
Thanks. Really keeping this going. He also did something. Someone tweeted something at us last night. I think another player tweeted that Mike Trout was going to be one of the best of all time.
Yeah. Okay. But that's like, again, baseball related. And we need. He did actually tweet a picture of. He had two really good tweets. Oh. He tweeted a picture of his dad and said, okay, I actually don't get this. It says, I love you both for being who you are and for all you do. Hashtag Happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers out there. I don't know who the other person in the picture is.
Is it his mom?
No, it's two men.
Oh.
I think maybe it's his father. It might be his father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Wait, can I see the picture for a sec?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here.
Turn your computer around for a second.
I think it's his dad and then him and his father-in-law. Right?
Oh.
Potentially. Mike Trout doesn't have kids, right?
No kids yet. Yeah, I think that's what that is. Guys tend to do that. They're like, shout out my wife's dad so you don't get mad at me.
Also, here's a new spatula for your grill.
Yeah, I got it engraved with your name on it.
Also, why did no one wish us a happy Father's Day?
I don't know. We had to
I actually wished you a Father's
Day. You wished me a happy Father's Day. I wished us a happy Father's Day indirectly by just tweeting a picture of Jim Nantz. Yeah, you guys were the dads, though. So
we haven't had a dad wars in a while.
Well, there hasn't been one.
That's so true. Why is
what
there
is
music
that noise?
Playing?
Do you hear that noise?
Yeah.
Is that
am
my
I having
headphones?
An audio hallucination
are we having a
right
stroke?
Now?
Collectively? Oh, my God. Oh, the phone in the podcast room is ringing.
That was actually...
First of all, who calls a phone in the podcast room? Should we answer it?
That was scary. I thought I was having a stroke. You're right.
I couldn't
That's
tell.
Actually a symptom of like a brain malfunction when you start hearing music and you like... It's like inside
your ear.
Or
smelling things.
Yeah, what is it? Or if your mouth tastes like...
Metal.
Blood. Metal.
Yeah.
That's a
Which
heart
is
attack?
Similar.
It's something.
Aneurysm?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Scary.
Yeah. Anyway, wow. Thanks for bearing with us through that.
I will say he did tweet a really good tweet.
Mike Trout.
Ah, I
Where's he going?
It says Toronto. Airplane, airplane, airplane. Three exclamation marks.
I love it.
He's
so
really
much.
Excited about Toronto.
Do you think that? Oh God!
That was on Saturday.
All I want in the world is for Mike Trout to find out how much we love his transportation tweets.
I really love his transportation tweets.
Let's tweet that at him after this.
Okay.
When this thing comes out, maybe he'll see it.
I want him to tweet like, bathroom break, toilet, 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 like, dinner time, like fork,
food plate,
fork
food
and
plate,
knife,
food
fork
plate,
and knife, fork
food,
and knife.
Food
yeah.
Plate. All right. This is going off the rails.
Charlotte, you're right.
Jess,
it's been a good podcast.
I feel
and
great
now
about
we must
this,
go.
Let's leave. Maybe next time we'll talk about Big Little Lies.
Okay,
we've been watching
Big Little Yeats.
Big Little Yeats. We're calling it. Rate our podcast well, please.
Please give us a rating and subscribe, and tell all your friends to subscribe, and then follow us on Twitter, and then also on Instagram,
and boost our profiles on Instagram.
Selfishly.
I need more followers. Jess.
Let's eat this week.